I think many of you know that one. Nightmare on Bradley Street. See, when you want to come downstairs for a snack at the castle, it's kind of the feeling you get.
Yeah, we'll have Nightmare on Elm Street on Monday night before the great program. We will have probably 300 little kitties knocking at our door.
They're bussing them out again?
Yes.
Well, and you... And Fred and Leonard lower the... you know, there aren't many of them. That's a hell of a heavy drawbridge.
Yes. But they're up to it. They're up to it.
I was under the impression you broke down and got them the winch they wanted, but...
No.
Electric winch.
I'll keep them in shape.
You will? I would think. They get those little harnesses on. Kind of like cat collars, and they pull away. Well, let's see who's on board with us now. Somewhere from the great state of New Mexico, vacationing in New Mexico, Dave Esther and Sharon Gill. Are they there?
We call that the high desert, or the mountains of the high desert.
The high desert.
Yeah.
Dave and Sharon, I just have one thing I want to say to you first.
I love you. I want to be with you forever.
Yeah. It, yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right. That's enough. Now, we're going to get into a little discussion later on, Dave and Sharon, about that particular recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting ramifications to that. But in case you folks are new, let me remind you, Dave Esther and Sharon Gill, ghostweb.com. And you can click on their name at rents.com, go right there. They are extraordinary researchers and have contributed mightily to our information and research, if not understanding of what's going on here in this world of electronic voice phenomena. We don't know exactly what's going on, but there are voices that are recorded on either analog or digital media that are speaking in real time, in many cases in an interactive sense, with forward speech spoken on this side of the veil. We can't hear it when their voices are being recorded, but they are energetically being imprinted upon the recording devices. And when the researchers go back and play the recordings, when there's not supposed to be anything there, there are things there. And there are some amazing things there. And last time Brad was on, the 14th, Dave and Sharon were here. They're also here once a month on the first Friday of each month to bring us some more of their research. And they share research from some of their colleagues around the country as well.
And we certainly want to thank you for coming back. We heard so many good ones from your Hall of Fame, and we didn't have time for as many as we wanted. So we really appreciate your making time available for us for the second Halloween show.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're honored to be on it.
Absolutely.
All right. So we were last time kind of did some Civil War stuff, and what do you have lined up for us tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to come across America, and of course we're doing we'll do the first one from Kentucky, and we got the
just for
forever
you.
For you.
All right. I'll be here.
You'll bite. then we'll hop around, and of course, you know, you may not know Brad, but I always try to have at least one mistake on our website each time we do the program.
Oh, very clever. lad.
And
he's not going to let you down tonight either.
No, and, you know, last time we from Pennsylvania, we played something about, what was that one we played last week about Mary?
Mary.
Mary is a peach?
No, we didn't play that one, but the woman who responded to that. Anyway, we're playing the first part, Mary's a Peach, except on the website you'll see Mary is a P-E-C-H. And we just discovered that tonight, so that was my intentional mistake that I made.
That's cute. He always does that to let us all know that he's just one of us.
Just human,
just an ordinary guy.
Ordinary guy. Then we're going to jump over to Locust Grove to the Haldeman Mansion and have a Frenchman speaking. And then we're going to jump down to Arizona to the old Congress Mining Cemetery.
Mm.
And we'll do a couple from Congress, and then we'll go back and do a really neat one that Jim Wyrick sent us from Gettysburg.
Neat.
And then we'll do that one that we did a couple months ago from Colorado Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go up to Johnstown Flood.
Yeah.
Up down to Tennessee to the old Shiloh Cemetery.
Wow.
And then end up back at Greenbrier County, West Virginia.
Across the USA.
Yeah, back and forth. And then, last one we're going to do is going to be the one from Bob Galini on John Brown's cabin.
Hmm.
We sat on
that. John Brown is the molding in the grave,
yep.
That John Brown?
John
yeah.
Brown and the federal troops. Where Bob was up in the attic, he sat down on the bedding.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he got a recording that goes mm-hmm. told him to get off his feet.
Hmm.
Yeah, how's that?
Interactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
All right, so
I'm
all
ready.
Of you.
Let's go.
Yeah, one quick reminder for everyone. You can certainly please go to ghostweb.com or click on Dave and Sharon's name and look at the top. Click on my name. You'll go to the page that they've set up in which all of these EVP are stored for you any time at all to go back and revisit and listen and enjoy. Okay, let's roll them.
Okay, the first one is we're going to be replaying that one from last week on from Kentucky on the... Sweet dreams. Ready?
All right. Now this is set it up. This. Okay. Now that this happened in the guy's bedroom.
Okay.
All right. Now, hold on. How long has Mort been doing this?
He just started. He hasn't been doing it that long.
He might want to consider another hobby. This, because he's got an antenna here that he that recording. All right, Brad. Let's discuss this just a little bit.
Okay.
We got
okay.
two segments. We're going to have to rush, but not rush. But we got to move along. But I wanted this is important because play it one more time, Dave. And I want you all to listen carefully to the tone, the inflection, and what this woman is saying about apparently Mort in the bedroom. We're
mm-hmm.
going to guess that it's logical. So go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. There's no mistaking
Mm-mm.
what's going on there. Now, Brad, give us your expert's opinion on what may well be on that piece of recording media.
Well, I'll have to ask Brad and Sherry's opinion. When Sherry heard this and I heard this, Dave and Sharon, we think that that's not a voice from the past. We think that entity is right there in the bedroom with the guy. And, I mean, it sounds like her intention is Succubus Revisited. I mean, this is an entity that I think he... I hope he's not still sleeping in that room. I hope this isn't something he realizes he may have consciously or unconsciously conjured up.
So we don't think this is a normal EVP. We think this is something else. What do you think, Sharon?
It's not normal compared to all of the EVPs that we've gotten and the thousands that we've listened to. It's unlike anything we've heard before.
Okay. That's what we were thinking.
All right, good. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Right.
Yeah, because it's too clear. I mean, generally when you get the EVP from a spirit speaking... and we'll have tonight some a little longer. Some parts of it are a little bit hard to understand, and it's just not this type of crystal clarity.
No, this is, I mean, this just sends shivers up you. I mean, it puts you up your spine.
The breathiness of her voice.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Give the exact, tell us exactly what she's saying. So much a little hard to hear toward the end. There's one little phrase that's difficult, but give it to us, Dave, in its full.
Yeah, let me lift it again. Here we go.
I love you. I want you to be with me forever.
I want you forever.
Want you to be with me
forever.
I mean, it's just as clear as, you know, a lover whispering on the pillow. I mean, this is pillow talk. But, I mean, If you respond to that, you are in deep ethereal mud.
I'd say. Well, Mort, interesting, Mort's first name, Mort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when we go to the next one to Pennsylvania, to Mary is a Peach,
mm-hmm.
and again, it'll be an example of we just set up the headstones, and man is speaking about Mary.
Uh-huh, and it is, on the site, it's Mary is a Pesh.
Yeah.
Now that, see, if you'd have put an E after the H, that's how the French spell it.
Mm-hmm.
Pesh. That's what Dave was trying to
smart.
Do.
I tried to sound it out.
Yeah, it's just kind of a dialect of French is what it is. All right, stand by. We'll be right back to hear Mary is a Peach and other things with Dave and Sharon. Actually recorded inside the Castle Steiger. I don't want to say it's big, but
I recognize the echo.
Yeah. All right. Dave Ester and Sharon Giller here. We're going to hear some more ghost voices. Now, this is Mary is a Peach from Pennsylvania. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go on that one.
Okay, is it that Mary is a Peach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what was the context here? Someone asked about Mary, and then it said that Mary is a Peach?
Yeah, well, Mary Snodgrass was about 26 years old when she died.
Oh.
And her headstone had fallen over, and we had set it up. And as we were locking it in an upright position, Sherry recorded 5 minutes, and in that, got a man's voice said, Mary is a Peach. And then another, and last week we played, the woman said, that's too good for Mary.
Mm.
Apparently gossip is still going beyond the grave there.
Yeah,
and she very much had disdain for Mary. She may have been more friendly in her time. Because the men seem to, the male voices seem to outnumber the women in a positive vein, and the women that seem to be negative about it.
Mm. Poor Mary still being gossiped about.
Oh, yeah. That, it's just ruthless melodrama. That Mary is a Peach, or what is it? What's the first part of that?
The real Mary is a Peach.
The real Mary is a Peach.
Okay, I thought it was that Mary is a Peach.
The real Mary.
All right. Let's hear it again one more time.
Okay.
The real Mary is a Peach.
No, this time it's
not.
It sounds like he says that Mary is a peach. There's a little in front of that Mary is a peach. All right, well, Mary, well, a peach, once a peach,
always a peach.
Okay, next up.
Next one, we're going to the Holderman Mansion, and this was a empty historical house. We were waiting for the caretaker to arrive, and we were next to a glass window. We sat down on the bench next to it, and this is what we recorded from inside the house. Can you hear that, Annie?
Oh, I got... Do you hear that?
My last name is Annie.
Annie? Okay.
Okay, one more time. Well, it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you notice it doesn't sound like that first one.
No, it no. doesn't.
Totally mm-hmm. different.
Are you sure Mort's on the level?
No.
No. When they get something that good, generally, you know, it doesn't.
I mean, I don't want to spoil the party, but, you know, maybe Mort's having a little chuckle.
It may very well be, because it's generally too clear to be an EVP that we generally get.
Mort, you're going to pay if that was a joke. Not from me. Some of your friends who you can't see are coming after.
Yeah.
Not nice to tempt the spirits like that.
You know, he got some other ones that we played before about that was had a male man in it that was speaking. Mm-hmm. But again, if they're too clear, generally we tend to ignore them because they fall outside the realm of what typical ghost voices sound like.
Right. Or, unless, as Brad said, it was an actual active haunted spirit, real time kind
entity
thing, and then that's a different story, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the circumstances or the person, and there's a couple questions.
Right.
But it's an interesting recording.
Yeah, it is.
Very interesting, and it sounds genuine.
All right.
Well, next genuine voice that we know is Jim Ryrick. He's a researcher back in Baltimore, and this is a neat one from Gettysburg Battlefield.
Are we all the way up to Pennsylvania, Gettysburg, then?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We're still back on
Old Congress Minor. Okay, health stick. Okay, excuse me.
That's all right.
Minor air.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I know you do that intentionally.
You're only human, Dave.
I know. So well. Next one, I ask a question of in the Old Congress Pioneer Cemetery, and then the spirit voice answered.
Do any of you children remember the day you died? How sick you were? Do any of you children remember the day you died? How sick you were?
Gee. Now that's...
That's Dave. Do any of you children remember the day you died, how sick you were, and then the voice comes back?
Right.
It says, yes.
And the children are very active in that old Pioneer Cemetery. We've had a lot of experiences with the children.
Right back at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear that one more time real quick, and we're going to go to a break.
Do any of you children remember the day you died, how sick you were? Do any of you children remember the day you died? How sick you were?
It's short. It's there.
And, very sharp, yes.
Very sharp, yes. Like, yeah, I remember.
Damn right.
Yeah.
This ain't a lot of fun here, fella.
No, it was because there was an influenza that went through there and it, about 1900 or 1890s, and it just killed so many children.
Hmm.
It was a mining town, it gets really cold.
Right.
They get sick, and there's no warmth.
And no penicillin.
No penicillin.
No. All right, back in a minute. Very busy segment ahead with Dave and Sharon. Lots of EVP to hear. So stay right there as our Halloween program number 2 for October continues. Geez, it's still raining out here. Raining all over. Well, no telling what ghosts are haunting these places. Ha! Now there's a ghostly voice if I've ever heard it. Recognize? Yeah. Enough of you. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Like George and Hank.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Who was that voice, Sharon?
The voice of reasoning.
That's the voice of reason. There it is.
Okay.
Perfect.
I wasn't going to be that nice.
All right, okay. You never know what kind of weirdos show up in this program.
Well, you know, we had got a couple EVPs up at the old ghost town, and at two different locations. They're probably a couple thousand feet apart. Both of them said Lopez is doing the testing, and a second voice later that said something about Lopez. Apparently, he was an assayer up at the mine.
Mr. Lopez?
Mr. Lopez was an assayer because two different ghost voices referred to him.
It may have had another definition for that term back then, but...
Not in a mining camp.
Oh,
Mr. Lopez,
no, they spoke
very,
the King's
very
English.
Right. King's English only.
When he spoke, everyone listened.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, so first one is in Arizona at the Congress Ghost Town.
Congress.
Is that what's next?
No, the next one, that's when I asked Billy.
Oh, Gettysburg, over. Jim Wyrick.
Jim Wyrick, and okay. This is a really neat one. Here we go.
All right.
Shot down and killed.
Pretty breathy ghostly voice saying, shot down and killed.
Was this in response to any dialogue, Dave, Sharon?
No, I don't think. Most of Jim's recordings, because we know him personally and been on investigations with him, most of his recordings are just from what's recorded on the digital recorder.
Okay, so he didn't ask as you did. Do any of you remember?
No, and actually Jim Wyrick will use 10 recorders when he goes to a site we're at. He will lay them around different places and let them run. So.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Okay.
All right, one more time on that one, please.
Okay.
Shot down and killed.
Shot down and killed.
Voices from Gettysburg. Okay, very good. All right, Arizona, Congress Ghost Town.
Okay, this is next to the Old Pioneer Cemetery, and it's going to say, it's my turn to gulp. I can imagine these miners sitting around a campfire passing the...
passing
bottle around.
Yeah.
And one of them is taking a little bit too long, and so he's complaining. Here we go.
Boy, that's cool. But what's the first part, do you think?
I think he said, hey, it's my turn, or it's not my turn.
I was wondering if there's even a name there. Would you play it again, please?
Sure.
Like, hey, you lug, it's my turn to gulp.
Yeah, hey, exactly. No, hey, you something, it's my turn to gulp.
Yeah, hey, you bummer, you lugger, and you...
Good.
Something.
He was serious, though, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. My turn to gulp.
Let's hear that again.
If you notice, about halfway through there, you're hearing what sounds like boards, something, some outside noise. Listen to the voices.
Hey, my turn to gulp. Hey, my turn to gulp.
I think it's, hey, you lug, it's my turn to call.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Very good. Okay, next up.
Okay, now we're going to the Cortez Cemetery.
In Colorado.
And this is a modern-day cemetery. Nothing really old about it other than it's the only cemetery in town. We were just dying to get in.
I knew he was going to roll that
come
one.
Come on, Dave.
I couldn't think of anything else. Now, I'm not sure what he's saying, but he's actually making some statements. So here we go.
Change in that. Some people will be missing word. You may be on evil eye.
He's rambling on.
Is that you speaking?
Nope. That's strictly the spirit.
BVP.
That's all the spirit?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's quite an oration.
He's prattling on.
Yeah, one more time, please.
And we notice he kind of, like he's talking, then he stops for a minute, then he continues on. Here we go.
Change in that. Some people will be missing words. You may be on evil eye.
Same. Okay, it sounds to me like changed my life so cruelly And then it's...
The end, you know what the end of it sounds like?
What?
Graveyard's my life.
Well, is something life or wife? Something is my life or wife. I got that, Jeff. My life or my wife?
Yeah,
wife?
I got you. All right. At the very end, though, it sounds like graveyards and then something after. See if we hear that.
Yeah, it could be life. You could be right. Let's listen again.
Changes that.
Graveyard's your wife.
Or graveyard's your life. Your life changes so cruelly, and then something, the graveyard becomes your life.
That's possibly decipherable with enough time. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. I mean, there's a pause, there's inflection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely making a statement. All right.
He's something he's concerned with, you know.
I think it's something he wants to convey.
I think so, too.
No, he's making, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's describing...
Your life can end so cruelly,
he's giving
and
advice.
Then the graveyard is your life.
It's advice.
It's advice.
All right, Johnstown Flood Debbie Harris.
Debbie Harris, we were sitting on the porch of Nancy Copeland's in the evening, and Debbie Harris recorded this.
I want to go back up there. I want to go back up there. I want to go back up there.
They were talking about the Grandview Cemetery where flood victims were buried, which is up on the hill.
Yep. We're going up the next day.
Yeah, they were going up the next day to do more EVP up there.
And it says, don't go up there?
No, no.
I want to go back up there.
Oh, want to go back up there.
This is apparently someone who died in the Johnstown flood who's hanging down below the cemetery saying, I want to go back up there with everybody else. That's where I belong, see? I want to go back up there.
Yeah.
That's real. I remember when you first played that a long time ago. That was real eerie. Play that again, please.
Okay.
I want to go back up there. I want to go back up there.
Yeah.
I want to go back up there.
I mean, you hear the urgency in his voice?
I want to go up. I want to go back there. I'm going to go fast.
I want to go back up there. Right away. I want
right
to go
away.
Back to my people, my friends.
My question is, go.
It's all right already.
All right. Got to break three more EVPs when we come back with Dave Ester and Sharon Gill. And their website, of course, is ghostweb.com. We'll be right back. Now, I just want you to know that those are recordings, EVP recordings made in the dungeon of the castle, but that obviously carried over when it came over from the... I mean,
That wouldn't be me. That wouldn't be Lady Sherry.
No, God, no.
No.
Or there might be the dark side.
I know.
Midnight and 6 a.m. in the morning.
She's a minister. No, you got, spirits follow their home. It doesn't matter. They came over with those huge blinds.
Just embedded in the stone.
Yeah.
When we traveled through Iowa, it was a very haunted place. Some of the cemeteries we were in, we got ectoplasm, some really spooky stuff.
It's spooky here in Iowa.
Yeah. Beautiful, though.
Very beautiful.
Found some awfully beautiful churches.
All right, next up.
Next up is from the Shiloh Battlefield. Down in Tennessee. And here we go.
I want to be a walk on a double. I want to be a walk on a double. I want to be a walk on a double.
Something about war. I want.
Either I want to be along fellow rebels, or I want to be along Longfellow's rebels.
Longfellow's rebels. General Longfellow.
Couldn't find anybody by the name of Longfellow from that area, so it may be, he wants to be along with fellow rebels.
Was it
General Longstreet? There was General Longstreet.
Yeah, Longstreet, but...
Not Longfellow.
Longfellow.
Poet. Well, one more time, please.
I want to be a long, not a rebel.
Being a rebel is very clear. They
okay.
want to be along.
I want to be along is clear, and then rebel is clear.
All
one
right.
more time.
I want to be along, not a rebel.
I want to be along as a rebel, or with the rebel, yeah.
Sounds
rebels.
Like it.
Well, this is a very much, you know, the area we're in, we're very much the on the Confederate side, so.
Right.
Shiloh, bloody
sense.
Shiloh.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, in West Virginia.
Okay, now we're going up to West Virginia to...
Have you heard the story of Zona Hester Shue, the only ghost who ever solved her own murder? And this is...
In 1897.
Right. Oh, is that the one where she's trying to contact her? No, okay, go ahead
yeah.
with it.
Yeah,
right.
She was killed by her husband.
Yeah.
And
okay.
she came back to her mother and told her mama that she was murdered.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
She went to the sheriff who went to the... whoever does the bodies, and they dug up the bodies, and sure enough, the neck was broken.
Right.
Yeah.
And so her husband, Ed, was sent to the state pen.
I even wrote about it in one of my early, early books.
The Greenbrier Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we tracked down the cemetery.
Okay.
They said she was buried nearby. And we dug over the county until we found it. The Old Soul Methodist Church and the Old Soul Cemetery, we picked up this voice. Jim doesn't love her.
Sounds like love it to me.
It does sound like a T on the end. Okay, one more time.
One
we're
going
to move on to the last one. We might want to revisit that one.
Yeah.
Got just about another minute and a half, so let's hear our John Brown's Cabin recording.
Yeah,
got
to hear that one.
Okay, go to John Brown's Cabin. Here we go.
That's amazing. Now, again, he was up in the attic.
And he sat down on the bedding where the men would sleep. John Brown's men had slept in the attic. And they had rolled out on the floor the bedding. And Bob had sat down on one of the bedding while he was recording. And the dang spirit told him to get off his feet.
That's really amazing.
Which means that the spirit could see him sitting on his feet, interactive, real time.
Still there. All right, let's hear that again.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, we should always respect. Just think now of all the people who are going into motels tonight. Before they lie down on the bed, they should do a blessing.
It wouldn't hurt. Wouldn't hurt. You guys have once again brought some wonderful material here. Thank you very much.
Oh,
it's been great.
You.
Thank you for joining us on Halloween, too.
Well,
thank you very much.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
We dream.
See you next time.
Okay.
Sherry sends her love, too.
Oh. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dave Esther and Sharon Gill. And EVP. Ghost Voices, amazing. You can hear all of these again at their website, ghostweb.com. Just click at the top, look for my name, and you'll go to the page in which all of these wonderful recordings are archived for you. All the programs we've done are there, and some amazing material that we heard tonight.
Very eerie. It has to cause even the skeptical to just reflect upon what these mean.
Of course.
I mean, none of us, Dave and Sharon included, were dogmatic about these. You know, what are they? Are they spirits? Are they somehow impressed as any recording into the etheric that's all around us? I mean, is it proof of survival? Is it proof of survival of emotion? Because almost all of these were very emotional. So it's the big question, and we all have a piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
I'll trade your mind. All right. Let's say our always sincerely meant good night musically to all of you. We'll come right back and remind you of our next appearance coming up in just a few days on Halloween.
I'll see you in my dreams, hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms, still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way to see you in my dreams. Someone took you that once were mine, tender eyes they shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see
always fresh.
Always. And always sets just the right mood, just the tranquility, and you just feel like now's the time to relax. Go to sleep, and we'll see you in your dreams.
Rubbing it in, eh? I'll be up working.
Well,
and
I
you'll be sleeping.
I guess I'll be up working, too. But it still has that mood.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be a fun program on Monday, the 31st.
Oh,
Halloween,
boy.
As have the other two we've already done, so by all means, make plans to be here. You too, Brad.
I have made complete and total plans to be here, and Sherry will join us. And
she'll be wearing her Elvira outfit.
She's going to wear her Elvira
wonderful
outfit.
Wonderful. She'll have a Black Panther in front of her, I hope. Okay.
Well, Leonard will be in front of her.
Good enough. And we're going to read some of the ghost stories that have been sent in. And again, we would urge all of you to go read them. You can see at the top of rents.com, the link for those stories.
You can see how tough it is to judge them.
Oh, well. It's amazingly good writing.
Amazing. Very good. Excellent. We have high-quality audience. Then we have the Special Judges Award.
That's going to be up. We're going to put that on the homepage on Halloween so all of you can see it. It's a very interesting submission. Special Judges Award. And that on Halloween evening. For all of you who are going out and with the kiddies, don't forget, these are special days. Enjoy them. Be careful. Take pictures. Don't sit home. Go out and have fun. Time flies, and we've talked about that enough on the program.
Oh, boy.
And
oh
you'll be home in time to hear the program, and if not, you can hear it in the archives. And we would urge all of you to avail yourselves of that as well. So I thank you. Another wonderful evening, my friend.
It was a very excellent program, and Monday night is going to be spooky, Halloween-y, terrific.
Yeah, some real haunting stories from your friend, and Rick will be here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and lots of things to entertain all of you. So enjoy the weekend. See you on Halloween.
Halloween.
Good night.
Good night.